Hello, Wildcats. It is your boy, Kev, just coming at you like a basket of mini corn dogs with cheese from Cedar Point, baby. Anyways, this is just a little disclaimer, a heads up, to let you know that we are a comedy and crime podcast. So even though we do cover many serious cases and true events, we do like to throw in some inappropriate jokes and some dark humor and things like that. So if you don't like mixing comedy and crime, you will not like this podcast. And many people actually find this podcast to be offensive. So, but I mean, I agree. That's right. It is pretty offensive. But I also think that the true crime podcasts that kind of splooge and blow their load over 911 calls, I think that's kind of offensive. Or like the ones that they tell all these gruesome details and then all of a sudden there's like a dubstep fucking song playing. That's kind of offensive. As a matter of fact, I'm going to create one of those right now. So listen, enjoy, laugh at the dark stuff. Hashtag Wildman, baby. This week on 911 Calls and Draining Balls True Crime Podcast. What happens in the small town in Oregon when a single dad is finally pushed to his limits? Find out if the saying is true, you are what you eat. Because if that's the case, then this sadistic cannibal chef is about to become his own son. What happens in a small town in Oregon when a love triangle is made up of complete squares? This week on Deep Cuts and Butt Sluts True Crime Podcast, what happens when jealousy pushes a man too far? Let's find out. Good news, it's a murder-suicide, and it's all caught on the 911 tape.
Bite on my nipples, you dirty-ass nigga. Quit hitting on my phone, you little flirty-ass nigga. Just come to my home and then jerk me, my nigga. Shoot cum in my ass, Steph Curry, my nigga. Hit it from the back till it's hurting, my nigga. Suck the cum out my ass like a Slurpee, my nigga. Shit crumbs with cum, that's a furry, my nigga. Stick marbles in my ass like 30, my nigga. Bitch, I'm sticking five cocks to my ass. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 cocks.
All right, fellas, like we practiced.
Yeah.
2, 3, 4.
Come on down. Come on down. Hanging with the brothers tonight, yeah. Come on down to the brothers' common place tonight.
But anyway, just imagine, like, hiring prostitutes just to play D&D. How fucking funny that would be.
That'd be awesome, dude.
Roll,
then maybe
bitch.
I'd have a full group. I'm just joking. Alrighty, welcome everyone to The Brothers Commonplace, a comedy and crime podcast where we cover monsters, murders, mysteries, and more. And before we get into today's topic, I want you all to meet my favorite Buccaneer booty boys.
Hey, what's up, everyone? This is Spence. I spent this afternoon before the podcast looking back at some of our old episodes.
Yeah.
And I found that some of them are actually getting made into like movies and TV shows and stuff now.
Oh, God.
So I thought I'd just mention a couple of those. We've got The Country Bears 2, where it looks like Owen Wilson is going to play a cameo part of Tim Treadwell.
Oh, my fuck God, yes.
We got University.
Oh, no.
Which is it's like a secret hidden university like Hogwarts, but where you learn to like get into like drug deals and disappear.
Oh, God. His family hates us.
Fucking good.
Well,
good. We hate them,
you know,
too.
Hate's a strong word, but I'm not having them over for a beer anytime soon.
No, they straight up hate us. They've sent hate mail. I've gotten a few.
Well, I'm already making families hate us, so let's keep going.
Let's go.
The last one's just a Netflix TV show that they're doing another reboot TV show, but this one's called Mel Hall's in the Family.
Fuck yeah.
Fuck yeah, he is, man.
He's in every member of the family.
Infiltrated it. Those were good, man. Those were some dark ones, but they were good.
I mean, I can't help what I watch.
I mean, they came to us to make these. So
exactly.
Who's the real
bad guys?
Yeah, you're right. They deserve what they get. You get what you fucking deserve, Murray. You know what? Fuck it. I'm just using it. Fucking why not? This is pretty much like a stupid brother movie, or even it's just a pun. But here we fucking go. What's up, everybody? It's the Toof, and you're probably wondering how I got this broken fucking arm. Well, I was given driving lessons to my depressed 16-year-old son, and when he was driving, I kept saying, "Hey, stop sign, stop sign." And he thought I was saying, "Stop sighing," because he's a depressed emo fuck. The fucker ran the stop sign off the cliff onto the tennis court. I flew out of the car, elbow first, right onto that. You know those two poles that hold up the tennis net?
Yeah.
Elbow fucking first. Who's on first? Me, bitch.
All right.
All right, that's it.
Oh, fuck yeah, dude. I like that. And it is your boy Kev, a.k.a. the Dirty Dog. And when I'm not on the podcast, you can find me hanging out behind the Cheesecake Factory with my boy Baker Mayfield. Oh. And you know what I'm doing back there.
I haven't seen the video yet, but I will sooner or later.
Dude, it's so dumb. But what that is, Spence, is our starting quarterback, Baker Mayfield. A couple girls went on the radio and said that they would meet up with him behind the Cheesecake Factory and give him blowjobs.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah. But me and Baker, we've been doing that together, and we've been caught so many times back there, they changed the name of it to the Fruitcake Factory.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, that's so dumb, though.
I liked it.
Fuck yeah, Kev, grab him by the pussy.
So, alrighty, I hope you boys are ready to jump into a super weird and crazy unsolved mystery today. That's right, today we travel all the way to Germany. To Germany. I don't know why I threw a D in there. Today we travel all the way to Germany to take
when
on...
we storm the banks of Germany.
Oh, hell yeah. To take on the Yogzi mystery. That's Y-O-G-T-Z-E. That's right, the Yogzi mystery and the death of Gunther Stoll.
Does this involve rolling dice out of a cup?
Well... we'll have to find out. We will explain that name in a little bit. Well, I don't know if we'll explain it, but we'll say where it came from at least.
I think Kevin's having a stroke, dude. Kevin, it's German Nazi.
Oh. Hey, dude, let's cool it with the Nazi jokes, man. You know my son is a quarter German.
You know my son is blind.
He's blind.
Oh my god, dude.
Why, dude? No, it's dumb. Besides the entire movie Tusk, but their podcast is called the Nazi Party because you listen to them.
Come on.
And it's Justin Long and Haley Joel. Okay, this is the second episode we've mentioned Haley Joel Osment.
Wow.
So, but yeah, that movie
is garbage. He was in The Boys too, wasn't he?
That looks like three too many times we mentioned him.
So, all right, before we get any further, I do want to mention our sources. They are historicmysteries.com, strangerdimensions.com, True Crime Database, Mysterious Universe, and also unexplainedmysteries.com. I don't know if I used all these or not, but they're the five that I mostly pulled the information from. A lot of them have the same information because there is like one German article or magazine that a lot of people have translated, so I think that's where they're getting a lot of the same information.
Okay.
And then also 4chan.
Yeah, which is actually where I do most of my research, usually on the adult GIFs is where I spend most of my time. The best time I ever had on 4chan is I was on there like as Balloon Boy was happening.
Oh, yeah.
And everyone was making Photoshops of like him in the balloon and shit. And I made one on Paint where I just took a picture of a volcano and then posted the fucking weather balloon above it and a stick figure falling.
Oh,
and
my
no
God.
One fucking laughed. They just called me a faggot. I was like, I don't
that
know.
That sounds
why.
Like 4chan. I haven't been to 4chan except when I was getting all the sources for my openings since we came back.
Oh my God, yes.
So, alrighty, before we get any further into this, this case is known as a few different things. The first one, of course, is Yogzi, or however you pronounce it, I have no idea. And we'll get into more detail soon as to why it's called that. But it is also sometimes referred to as the Yogzi Fall Case or the Autobahn Riddle. And then, of course, the mysterious death of Gunther Stoll.
Oh, yeah.
So, alrighty. So, this case is going to be taking place all the way back in October of 1984. And to be even more exact, that would be October 25th, 1984, just one day before The Terminator would be showing in theaters.
Good grief.
So, hell yeah.
The same time that Stranger Things Season 2 happens.
Oh, that's pretty interesting. Hell yeah. So we now have the time, and now we will give you the place. We're going all the way to Germany for this bad boy. I'm not sure exactly where at all of this happens, but we will mention a few specific locations a little later on. Before we meet our main dude, Günther Stoll, is there anything you guys want to mention?
If they made a lot of bacon there, it could be called Hogsy instead, and then it would make more sense.
What do you call Günther when he takes a whiz?
What is it?
When he takes a whiz with a gun in his hands, Günther Pistol.
Hey, what the hell happened to that loaf of bread here? Did somebody take? Günther stole it. God damn it.
Fucking Günther.
So Günther, he...
Wait, Kev, why didn't you name your kid Günther?
I don't know.
Could you explain that to us real quick?
It's because Kevin can't have the name Goon in anything.
That's true. Not after the Goon episode, I can't. I'd just be asking for him to get his ass kicked.
That's true.
So Günther, he was a German guy from Anshausen, which I'm just going to let you guys know, I will mispronounce everything. So there are some sticklers out there that get mad if you mispronounce stuff. I'm sorry. I'm not German. I don't know how to pronounce any of this shit.
Fucking grammar Nazis.
Oh, yeah, they are. Speaking of Nazis, Anshausen is a district of Wilmdorf in the Siegen-Wittgenstein district in North Rhine-Westphalia. So, in North Rhine-Westphalia, born and raised, Günther Stoll was.
Wilmendorf.
I wonder if
they call people from that Wilmendorks.
I wonder if there's a lot of orange peels in this town. Too many Rhines. God damn it.
Not a Rhine on you.
Dude, catch you in the Rhine.
So Günther, he was 34 years old. He was married, and he was a pretty mild-mannered guy. He just sounded like a generally average dude from the sounds of it, at first anyways. Because soon, it seemed that our boy developed a bit of paranoia. Maybe a bit of mental illness too, we don't know for sure. But possibly the stress of being unemployed could have added to the change in Günther's behavior.
He was normal, but the mental illness was a sequel. Mental Illness 2. Nazi Boogaloo.
But he began telling his wife that he believed he was being stalked or followed. He didn't tell his wife who was doing this, but when asked, he would just simply mention them.
Oh, come on.
Them or they.
At least you didn't say Z or Zer.
Zem.
When pushed even further, he would say, you know, black people. No, I'm just joking. He didn't say that. Them people.
Zem are trying to get me.
What year is this in Germany?
1984.
Oh, black people didn't even exist then.
Not yet,
no,
dude.
They hadn't been invented yet by the Clintons.
You're not even that far off.
And I know we don't like to get into politics, but since we are, I will say rest in peace to Andrew Yang. And due to a bad skateboarding accident, rest in peace to Andrew Zhang, since he had a little slip on the old grinding rail.
Split right down the middle.
They still haven't figured out that it's really just our Andrew.
So back to Gunther's paranoia. He became so scared and paranoid that he told his wife that they and them were going to bring him harm and eventually kill him. And then it happened. No, Günther wasn't attacked by them. But one day while sitting down at home, just relaxing in his bedroom, out of nowhere he jumps out of the chair without any warning at all, just fucking uppity right out of the lazy boy, and he shouts, "Jetzt get mir ein Licht auf!" That is not how you pronounce that at all, but it is German, and it translates to something like, "Now I get it."
Oh, yeah.
So he's just hanging out at home, and then he pops up out of the chair and yells, "Now I get it."
Well, he obviously wasn't talking about a holographic Charizard. Ain't no one getting that shit.
I remember this one kid's brother. who was opening up Pokemon cards, and he's like, oh, man, I almost got a Charizard that time.
What? How do you know? How do you know?
He almost got it. Yeah, so Gunther, he then excitedly grabs a pen and paper, and that's when he scribbles down these six letters, or possibly a number mixed in. He writes down Y-O-G-T-Z-E. Which is Yoxi or whatever it is. Or sometimes people think that it was Y-O-6-T-Z-E.
And then?
Yo, Six Tez. Yo, Six Tez. Can I get some of that good weed?
Hell yeah. Hell yeah, you can.
Dude, is Six Toes a fucking Borderlands character? Six Toes?
Nine Toes? Maybe?
Oh, maybe that's it.
Nine Tails. Isn't that a Pokemon? Isn't that a Pokemon? Probably a Pokemon. Go
Kev,
to the polls.
If you kind of squint your eyes just a little bit and visit the burn ward, aren't all of them Pokemon?
Yeah. Oh my god, that's true. Here, let me squint my eyes real quick. Oh, hey, what up, Dad?
Hey, what up, Andrew Yang?
All right. So Gunther's wife, she's pretty confused by this because this all came out of nowhere. And then within seconds of writing that down, Gunther then takes the pen and crosses it out. And then he leaves his home.
What if by crosses it out, he just draws a bunch of crucifixes near it?
So his wife is just confused as fuck. There's no explanation at all what just happened. Her husband literally yells out, now I get it, writes down these random letters, crosses it out within a couple seconds, and then just leaves the home without saying a word.
So I guess he doesn't get it?
No one gets it. I have no idea what the fuck's going on.
If you took away most of the story and just talked about the pen and paper stuff, this literally sounds like the start of a David Blaine fucking magic trick.
Dude, have you seen David Blaine when he does the magic tricks? I think it's to the Cowboys.
No.
And they just fucking lose it. Because... Without this sounding racist, just because it is, it's just basic stereotypes, but I mean, he's showing it to a bunch of black athletes.
Oh, man.
And when they see magic, they fucking flip out. It's pretty good.
Aziz Ansari has a bit about that. It's pretty funny.
You know, I've never seen his stand-up. Is he pretty good?
I've only seen that bit, actually.
I heard he had one where he just talks about, like, the Me Too movement against him.
I have a question about... Oh, never mind. Sorry.
Yeah. No, the only thing I had here that I wrote down is Andrew joke, which I have no idea how I was supposed to add this in, and it's really not funny, but the joke is about, you know how Gunther yells, now I get it, or possibly that could have translated to I found it, and the joke was going to be about how Andrew used to have this crush on this girl who worked at a library, and so every day he would go there. And he would pull out the... This is dumb. I don't even want to finish it.
I want to hear the end.
What did he find, Kev?
It's not even funny. I don't even get...
I'm on pins and needles.
I'm not even laughing reading it. But it's where he goes to the library because this girl he likes is working there. So every day he goes there when she works. He gets the dictionary and he goes to the front desk where she is and he's looking through it and he points to it and he looks for the word clitoris and he yells, I found it.
Oh,
and he
yes.
shows it to her every day and then eventually she quits. That was literally the joke. There's no point to that. It's not even fun. I'm not even laughing reading it.
The first day he goes to the desk, he's like, hey, ma'am, could you help me find the clitoris?
What if Andrew just sucks at reading and he's actually pointing in the celebrity thesaurus and it's just Clint Howard?
And then she's like, no, that's not Clint Howard. You found the page that has a mirror on it. I'm just joking, Andrew. I love you, brother. So Gunther, he writes that shit down, crosses it out, leaves the house, and where do you think he goes next? What do you think his next plan of action is?
He kills someone.
What do you think, Spence?
Well, since it's Gunther and not Andrew, probably doesn't kill someone.
Well, he leaves the house and he goes to his favorite pub. That's right. Our boy gets into his light blue Volkswagen Golf and he heads to the town of Wilnsdorf. And when he's there, he goes to the pub. He orders himself a beer. He sits down at the table And before he even has one sip of Das Bier, Gunther collapses off the stool onto the floor, what? Banging his head and injuring his face.
What the fuck? Come on.
Yeah, so he goes there, doesn't even take a sip yet, and just passes out onto the floor and fucks his face up.
Hell yeah, hashtag wild man.
Hashtag wild man. Why this happens, we don't know. Perhaps he's like Andrew and just the whiff of the beer made him pass out.
Oh.
I'm just joking. I'm just joking, man. I love
yeah,
you,
beer
Andrew.
Really gives Andrew a jolt.
Hell yes. I don't know if anyone's going to get that, but that was good. We used to play these fucking, we'd get drunk and play these Nerf games. And one of them is like, what's that called? Terrorist
Town.
Yes, yeah, something like that. But if you shoot someone who's not a terrorist, then you have to use the jolt the next round. And Andrew always had to use the fucking jolt, which is just a single fire Nerf gun. And every time we did it, we laughed so fucking hard. Oh, Andrew. So yeah, so on a serious note, though, one very important detail here. Witnesses at the pub say that not only was Gunther sober, but that was the first beer that he ordered, and he hadn't even taken a single drink of it yet. So as to why he passed out, we don't know, but we can go over that later in our theories section.
All right.
So anything you boys want to mention so far?
Here's my theory. Dude's a fucking lightweight pussy. But no, I don't got anything now.
Maybe he's an animorph who's having trouble transforming.
I thought we were gonna knock it off with the Hillary Clinton lizard jokes.
Dude, I think I mentioned this before, but during the election, whenever it was Trump and Clinton, my old roommate Jared, he like really loves Trump, and every little thing that happened with Hillary, he would get so pissed off about. And there was one where like she's like sick and has, I don't know, she spits up like a loogie or something into a glass. I don't even know. But she's sick. And he's like, man, you got to see this, Kevin. Look how fucking disgusting this is. And people want to vote for her. I was like, dude, she's fucking sick. She has a cold, man.
Disgusting devil bitch.
He's like, how do people want to vote for that? I'm like, I don't know, dude. She's just, I mean, I don't like her. I'm not going to vote for her or anything, but I'm not going to not vote for her because she has a cold. So Gunther, he eventually wakes up. It is around roughly 11 p.m. or so now. And before leaving the pub, he says something to the patrons about like why he passed out. He doesn't really explain why or anything. All he says is that he is, quote, suddenly gone. Like, that's what happened.
Oh, shit. I thought he died.
Nope. He just passed out. And yeah, that's what he said. He was suddenly gone. So no one knows why he passed out or what the hell that means exactly. But he gets up and he quickly leaves, heading out and driving off in his Volkswagen Golf. And what all he does next, we don't really know. But 2 hours later or so, around 1 a.m., what do you guys think he does next?
So it's a normal thing followed by a weird thing. 1 a.m.,
so he's gone for 2 hours. We have no idea what he does for the next 2 hours. So this is around 1 a.m. Yes. What do you think happens
next? He comes back home and burns down his house.
Okay. All right.
That's one theory. He comes back home and plays Dance Dance Revolution.
Oh, fuck yeah. Dude. And he's so good at it and so fast that his feet cause the house to burn down.
So the same outcome. It's like the butterfly effect.
What actually happens is he goes to his childhood hometown of Heigerseelbach, which according to Google Maps is about a 20 or so minute drive. Some of the sources say it's like 6 miles away, so not too far. But it does take him 2 hours to get there, I guess, or whatever he does in those 2 hours, we don't know. But 2 hours later, 1 a.m., he appears at the home of an old acquaintance of his. They just say it's an elderly woman that he knew from his childhood. I don't know what the relationship here is besides that small bit. But they say that she lived close to where his parents lived, where he grew up. So maybe she was like a family friend or a babysitter, or some sources say just a neighbor. Who knows? But he shows up in the middle of the night at her house, knocks on her door, and he tells her that he sees a terrible event in his near future. And by near future, he tells her that he means tonight.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, his quote to her is, "Something's going to happen tonight. Something pretty terrifying." Imagine someone you haven't seen in fucking years just showing up to your house at 1 a.m. and saying that to you.
fuck yeah.
What's that like 80s song like something something tonight? Dun dun dun. I don't remember.
Take me home tonight. That one, Eddie Money?
No.
Dude, your no was maybe so funny.
That wasn't the one, but anyway, sorry.
I feel like I let all you down, man. That
all
no.
I remember is the word tonight, so I don't, you know, I can't expect anything. But no, that wasn't the right, wasn't the one I was thinking of. But let's go with that one. That's the one.
So this elderly woman, she is extremely confused. Like we said, it's the middle of the night. This person she hasn't seen or talked to in many years. And so she tells them, she's like, hey, why don't you go speak to your parents since they live nearby? Maybe they can help you. And Gunther says, no, parents just don't understand, he says. And since he tells her that, his parents wouldn't understand his concerns, he tells the woman that he is going to drive back home and speak with his wife.
Okay. What yeah, the fuck?
So Gunther leaves. He gets back in his car and drives off. Some sources say that the elderly woman told him to go home to speak with his wife, and then he said no and drove off. So some details differ. Some say that she told him to go speak to his wife. Some say he told her he was going to go speak to his wife. Some say he just straight up said no and just got in his car and drove off. So very weird encounter.
Yeah, it's pretty fucking weird.
Yeah. He sounds like one of those kids like in like a movie where the kids are hiding like a dog from the parents or E.T. from the parents.
E.T. Fuck yeah, the stuffed animals.
That's probably what he was doing, is he was hiding E.T. That's when he finally understood. And it was the alien effect that made him crack his head on the ground. And parents just don't understand, because like if he tells the parents, then the guys in the hazmat suits are going to show up.
Maybe that's who's after him. The men in black could be them that's after yeah. him. I like this theory, Spence. I like this theory a lot.
Now, where can we fit in Ant-Man?
In the ass, deep.
And so now we come to around 3 a.m., and once again, we have no idea where he was between 1 and 3 or what he was doing, but we do know one thing. Two truck drivers would come across a light blue Volkswagen Golf that was wrecked down in a trench. The Volkswagen Golf was located near the Hagensud exit, adjacent to the A45, which was over 100 kilometers from Heigerseelbach, which was the hometown he visited the elderly woman. And what the vehicle was doing down in this trench, we once again have no idea how it got there, but it does appear to be wrecked down in this trench.
Did he by chance maybe stick his finger in the air after licking it to find out what direction the trench came from?
Oh my goodness, possibly.
Okay.
Jesus, he just says, Jesus, take the wheel, and fucking crashes down in the trench. So right away, the truck drivers, they say that when they saw the vehicle, they also saw, quote, an injured person in a white jacket walking near the vehicle. Some sources differ on this, on that detail, but it always ends up being the truck drivers saw somebody in a white jacket near the vehicle. And the pictures of the vehicle show that the front hood is bent and damaged, as well as parts of the body. The passenger side door is open, and so is the trunk. Next, the two truck drivers, they decide to take action. One of them runs off for help, hoping to find somebody or the closest roadside emergency phone. And then the other truck driver, he heads down to the vehicle to go examine it and see what the hell was going on.
Nice of them. Pretty cool so yeah. far.
Yeah, what do you think they find?
The wife's dead body.
Oh, shit.
The wife's naked dead body.
Oh, fuck. What about you, Spence?
They find Gunther playing D&D.
Oh,
I like this.
And there's a pentagram on the floor because D&D is Satan.
Dude, I once, when I first started playing D&D, my mom's friend, not really a friend, but someone at the campground they would go to, she was telling me, she's like, you need to be very careful when playing that. I once saw the sky turn red with fire and open up as people were playing D&D once.
Dude, that actually sounds like she'd make a good DM.
Yeah, but I was like, oh yeah, yeah, don't worry, we're very careful. No, it didn't. The sky didn't open up with fire because kids were playing D&D.
The only thing that opened up was her fucking legs, the fucking bitch.
Oh yeah, baby,
stick it to me, Santa.
So while checking out the crash site, the truck driver noticed that Gunther Stoll was actually inside the car, sitting in the passenger seat, naked.
Oh, yes.
He was full-on butt-ass naked. He was barely conscious. He was severely injured, bloodied, and naked.
How was his dick full hard?
I don't know. The truck driver asked him what happened, and Gunther tells him that four other male individuals were in the car with him, but then they ran away. And the truck driver is like, well, who are these people? Were they your friends? And he says no. He never says who they were. He just says that they weren't his friends. And some sources claim that Gunther had told the truck driver that he had been traveling with these four strangers, and then they, quote, beat him loose and Ooh. Then abandoned him in his car.
That's a code for jacking off.
Beat him loose. Beat it. So, yeah, very strange. And so they call an ambulance. It arrives. It picks up Gunther. And then, sadly, he would end up dying before he ever made it to the hospital. He
what
would pass away
fuck?
In the ambulance.
Dude, this guy had one hell of a night.
Yeah, dude, it's pretty fucking nutty, man. So what the fuck happened here? None of this adds up or makes sense. Why was he naked? Why was the car wrecked? Where was he going and why? Who were the other four missing males? Who was the mysterious guy in the white jacket that disappeared? What did that Yahtzee note mean? Did it have anything at all to do with what happened? Who was they or them? Was Gunther really being followed? Lots of questions, but we're not quite to theories yet, boys.
Was it his car?
Yeah, that's his car.
Okay.
So right away, detectives didn't think that this was the average routine traffic accident. That didn't really make any sense to them. If he was in a regular car crash, then why the hell was he naked? And also, his injuries didn't really add up to being just from the car crash. Like, yeah, the car was did have a bent hood and stuff, but he was really fucked up. So detectives actually believed that he was injured elsewhere before the accident and then placed in his car afterwards, and then driven to the location in the trench where he would later be found. So the car crash wasn't enough to do the injuries that he had. Like we said, he dies from the injuries, but it's not believed that wreck was actually what did it. And since he had no clothes on, the detectives theorized that maybe he was running around in the road naked and was accidentally run over by a car. And then maybe the person that hit him had tried to help out, but Gunther just wanted to be helped back to his car. Because remember, he was found naked in the passenger seat, pretty much passed out. So he wasn't even in the driver's seat.
Maybe that's because he wanted to be free.
I wanna be free! Free balling!
Hell yeah. But also, one note here, I didn't see any information about where his clothes were. So I don't know if his clothes were in the car or if they were never found. I have no idea. I don't know anything about the clothes. All they say is that he was naked in the car.
He actually got out of the car with no clothes on and just kept walking and walking and walking and walking and walking, and he wouldn't stop walking until he got back to like medieval Europe. And then he encountered a new knight who was looking to joust.
Fuck yes. Hell yes, he did. And once he got there, finally, he could see things clearly. He had a whole new vision.
Oh, hell yeah.
Oh, my God.
That was dumb. I'm sorry.
This is too much Paul Bettany.
So, based on the detective's investigation, and because of the injuries on Gunther's body, they don't think that he was actually injured from the car crashing into the trench. They believe that he was naked, hit by a car, and then brought back to his vehicle. And I'm guessing he had certain marks on his naked body that would have led him to believe this. Like, I don't know exactly, but maybe tire marks or something, or maybe like a pine tree air freshener hanging out of his ass. I have no idea. But they believe that he was naked when he was hit by a car, and then one way or another ended up back in his own car.
That's one hell of a giant whoopsie.
Whoopsie. Yeah, it's strange. It's a very strange case so far. Here's a quote from True Crime Database. Quote, other drivers reported seeing a hitchhiker near the Hagensud exit, but neither this person or the man seen wearing the white jacket have ever been formally identified. Other drivers reportedly saw a pickup truck at a ramp at Hagen South, heading in the direction of Frankfurt. However, this vehicle was never located. So the only people that show up on scene besides Gunther are the two truck drivers.
You mean the two dudes that jacked him off?
Maybe. We'll talk about it in theories, Jeremiah. Is that your theory?
No.
A jacking?
It's
Was
not.
Was it a carjacking gone wrong?
Oh, yeah.
Maybe they did the thing that the truck driver lady from Pee-wee's Big Adventure does, and that literally scared the pants off him.
Tell him Large Marge sent you. God, that was terrifying. And it looked just like this. So investigators, they looked into Gunther's criminal history to try and learn some more about him, but they found nothing. He has no previous arrests. He has no criminal record, nothing. And here's another quote from True Crime Database. Quote, "The meaning of the note and the letters Y-O-G-T-Z-E left by Stoll at his home has remained an equally mysterious element to a confounding case, and the word has not been found in any language. Stoll's wife claims she discarded the note on the night of his death. However, a copy was made based on her memory. It has been proposed that the G was actually intended to be the number 6, and this actually stood for the call sign of a Romanian radio station, Y-O-6-T-Z-E, but has never been linked to the events which occurred in the Seegerland that night. Seegerland that night. Neverland Ranch that night.
Seeger. Seeger, Seeger, Seeger.
So yeah, this is... None of this makes any sense. This
no, I
is
like
one
the
of
radio
the...
station one. Go on, yeah, point just... 103.
Welcome to Y-O-6-T-Z-E, Neverland Ranch. Spread your asshole, kids. Did you ever watch that Neverland Ranch documentary?
No.
I didn't really watch it. I watched a couple clips of it, and the one dude's talking about how Michael Jackson would always want him to like spread his butt and show him his butthole.
Oh, yeah.
Finally, I can relate to the...
To the king of pop.
King, to the king of pop. The artist of the millennium.
There's no such thing as a free trip to Hawaii.
Oh, God. I had no idea that I would be awarded the artist of the millennium award.
Imagine,
I love that.
Imagine you're a truck driver, Kev. You've been driving on the road for a while, right?
Yeah.
You see a naked guy standing in the road waving his arms slow. You think to yourself, I'm going to pull over and help this guy.
Yeah.
So you pull over and you get out and you say, hey, man, you okay? You goofy? And he just says,
if I was Andre the Giant, this is how I'd be talking.
What? What?
It's just, if I was, but I'll never be.
Okay, okay. God damn it. If I was Andre the Giant, that shit would be slick. I could finger fuck a girl, she would think it's my dick. Is that how it goes?
Yeah.
Oh, hell yeah.
If I was Gunther, I'd be trying to follow a fake license plate.
Here's an interesting quote from thelineup.com about Gunther's paranoia.
Is that a barbershop forum?
The Lineup. Quote, but if you remove the murder, everything that happened to Stoll in 1984 could be explained by paranoia spun out of control. Writing down a random string of letters, collapsing in public, seeking out an old acquaintance and rambling to her in the middle of the night... All are acts that could be attributed to a loss of sanity. As for the scene of Stoll's death, it's not uncommon for those in a state of ill mental health to strip off their clothes. Perhaps a vehicle struck Stoll as he wandered the streets naked at night. The occupants could have placed him in his own vehicle and driven him to another location, though why they would abandon him off of the busy A45 is hard to explain.
Well, maybe they hit him because he's high on drugs. Maybe some type of upper drug, which is, I think, what the hell? What makes people strip? Is like PCP or something?
Yeah, probably. What's that shit people were doing in Florida for a while?
Oh, crocodile maybe? Yeah. But anyway, maybe he was on some upper drug. He gets hit, and as he's getting carried back, he's like, thanks for saving me. I'm going to tell them all about what you did. And they're like, wait, what? He's like, yeah, what you did this summer. You're like, what the fuck, dude? We need to drop this bozo off. We were going to save you, dude. We were going to jack you off, dude.
We were going to jack you so hard and share our jankum with you, but not anymore.
Jankum is the most valuable resource.
Imagine Waterworld, but instead of water, it's jankum.
Instead of buying that pot of dirt, he buys a bottle of jankum.
Jankum. We got Johnny Depp going, I got a jar of Jankum.
Oh, shit.
God, I'm just imagining World Jankum now. Dude, Water World Jankum's like the best thing ever. He breathes that, it in. He exhales. He's like, if I was Andrew the Giant, this is how I'd be talking.
He looks at that girl's back, that little girl. She just has a tattoo of Jankum.
He's like, oh, shit, the chosen one.
You know how when he's with that girl and they go underwater and look at the shit and he breathes into her mouth?
Yeah.
Like, breathes into her lungs.
Yes.
Instead, he pulls out a bottle of Jankum and... she breathes at him. So here's a final quote from True Crime Database. Quote, on 12 April 1985, the Yagsi case was presented on the popular German television show Case File XY, and ever since has remained one of the most mysterious cases in German criminal history. The lead investigator from Hagen has followed over 1,200 leads, but nothing has led to any meaningful conclusion. However, every year the case is re-examined by the Attorney General's office in the hopes of finally cracking the case. The case featured in the German magazine Stern in 2017 and has continued to capture the public's imagination. And armchair sleuths have continued to debate about the meaning of Stoll's Yagsi note, believing that was written must have some meaning and could possibly explain his unsolved death. So fucking crazy shit. Before we get into theories, is there anything you boys want to mention or any questions or just anything at all?
This all happened in one night.
Yeah, at night, like from like...
Like dinner till 2 in the morning?
Till 3, yeah.
Okay.
Crazy shit.
I feel like the Hangover movie should be based on this.
It's just the Asian dude with the little dick who's in the car, Andrew Yang. Just joking. So here are the list of theories, and I just pulled these straight from StrangerDimensions.com, and this is about Y-O-G-T-Z-E, Yagsi. Perhaps Yagsi was the license plate identification of the men who murdered him, in a case of precognition. Some believe Günther Stoll actually wrote down the numbers 027906. Did he have a psychic vision of his untimely fate? So what are the chances that he saw something from the future, those letters, and it turned out to be the letters of the license plate of the car that ran him over?
Oh, damn, that's a good one.
That's pretty interesting. That's super interesting. I mean, it's complete bullshit, but it's awesome. It's pretty interesting, dude. Thumb up or thumb down?
I'll go thumb up.
All right. What about you, Spence?
Thumb down.
Yeah. All right. I'm going to have to go with Spence on this one. Next theory, perhaps Stoll actually wrote Y062ZE, which is curiously the call sign of a radio station in Romania. What relation this could have to his mystery is uncertain. So I don't really know exactly what that means, like what the point of writing down that call sign to a radio station in Romania would mean, but it's kind of interesting.
The radio station was beaming out the signals that were controlling his brain.
Yes.
Oh.
Nazis.
And commies. And hippies with weed.
Oh. I don't know if I mentioned this. I think I skipped a very important line earlier. Did I mention that Günther was a food engineer? But at the time in 1984, he was currently unemployed, having just recently lost his job.
No, you didn't bring that up. That would have been nice to know, Kevin.
I'm sorry, guys. I skipped over that.
Great.
I'll have to edit that in up top. Because that's going to lead to our next theory. Stoll was instead referring to TZE, apparently a kind of yogurt flavoring. In this case, the term likely would have no relation to the strange events later that night. But Y-O-G... T-Z-E?
Oh.
Some sort of mystery yogurt flavoring? What's that about?
It's not yogurt, Kevin. Why do you think he was naked?
Oh.
Come on, use your head!
All right. Or, as one commenter pointed out, Y-O-G-T-Z-E could be an anagram for zygote. Had he stumbled upon a secret involving genetically modified organisms, perhaps in relation to his job as a food technician?
Yeah, most likely.
Possibly.
I don't see anything else but that.
Yeah, possibly.
I mean, as a sandwich artist, I run into genetic engineering problems all the time.
Oh, shit. How do you solve those?
Mostly with mayonnaise.
Oh, fuck yeah, dude. I like that. The jalapeno challenge.
Oh, you like my jalapeno challenge?
I do. Dude, I laughed so hard at that intro because you're like, I am the inventor of the jalapeno challenge. And then we're like, what's that? You're like, well, it's at my work. So there's like no way we could have known, but I love it, dude. It's so funny.
So, did I say what it was?
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Okay. All right. Good. So I want listeners to write in and say if they've done that, by the way.
Yeah. Let us know. So Y-O-G-T-Z-E, do you guys have any other theories on what that could mean?
Maybe it's the name of a synth.
Fuck yeah, it does sound like it could be.
Fucking synths.
I'm not a synth. I'm not a synth. I'm your brother. I'm your real fucking brother. What about the hitchhiker or the man in the white jacket or the four men? What do you guys think about those? Are they real? Were they made up?
I figured it out. It just took a little bit.
Yeah.
What the fuck does ICP in almost every CD do, Kevin?
What do they do?
They do the reverse talking. Well, guess what, Kev? Shit. It's thy unveiling. No more reverse talking.
Shit, dude. Did you finally figure out who's behind Dark Lotus?
Y-O-G-T-Z-E or E-Z-T-G-O-Y. Easy Toys.
Oh my god, dude. But what don't buy our fucking action figures, Toof. They don't give a fuck.
Well, what would a guy want to do with Easy Toys at 2 in the morning, right? Why would he write that down?
Yeah.
Scribble it out and then walk away.
Was it too easy?
What do truckers carry? Supplies.
Supplies.
He met those truckers on the side of the road because they were carrying the invention of Easy Toys, was going to overtake Santa Claus as a way to deliver toys to children all around the world.
Oh, okay. Because Easy Toys at first sounded like something totally different to me.
Easy. No, Spencer, not for you. Not Easy Toys for sleazy boys.
Oh, baby. Give me some of those, Toof.
So he contacted the truckers to deliver Easy Toys to the kids, right?
Yeah.
Except the German government, they just got their fucking wall taken down, man. So guess what?
Oh my God.
They put government spies on the inside of this operation. The two truck drivers, they weren't Mortimer and Frankfurt. No.
Oh, no.
They were Wilhelm and Arthur, and they killed him after they fucked his dead naked body and put him in the passenger seat because they said, we pass on you taking over Santa Claus. Or, as they say in German mythology, Gunternick.
And who do those truck drivers work for, Jeremiah?
George Soros.
Damn it, Toof. That's better than mine.
What did you have?
Okay, let me do it. Let me do it again. And who did those truck drivers work for, Jeremiah?
Yeah, who?
Burgermeister Meisterburger.
Oh, fuck yeah.
The original reverse
fuck
talker.
Fuck yeah.
So how about this? Since it goes a little bit with yours, Toof, what if the truck drivers were actually the ones that hit him on accident? Then they carried him back to his car, went to get help, and said they found him like that.
I thought they fucked him.
I don't know if he was... I don't think he was fucked, except by life.
Oh, the best sex of all.
That's... I mean, I don't know. That's a possibility, but I don't. If it was the truckers, I don't know why they would leave him barely alive. If they did it, you think they'd probably just finish the job.
Dude, I'm going to change... I'm going to get my name legally changed to Life. I'm going to rape Andrew. That way I could say, looks like Life fucked you. And then when the judge says, guess what? Life in prison, motherfucker.
You're like, yeah. Wait, you change your name to Life?
Yeah.
They're like, all right, Life in prison. You're like, okay, well, how long am I in there for?
Oh, got him.
Yeah.
Double Jeopardy can't charge me twice, you fucking idiots.
Looks like I'm out of this town, baby.
First day out and I caught my nut.
All right, so I got a real question for you. Do you think that there were actually people that were after him, they and them?
It's interesting he says they and them, and there was multiple truck drivers instead of just one.
That's true. So do you think the truckers were actually the ones that hit him or were involved, or were they just people that actually did show up innocently and tried to help?
I don't know. I mean they didn't call the ambulance. Very genderless.
That's true. So it doesn't even necessarily mean it was it was people. Could have been woodland beings.
Was E.T. out yet? No, not E.T. Alf.
Alf? Alien life form?
No.
I'm Googling Alf. That came out in 1986, so not yet.
Oh, damn.
Damn, I thought it came out a lot earlier than that.
Gunther was a white guy, right?
Yeah. Yes,
then
sir.
Then it was Alf. Alf stands for Austrian light skin fucker.
So he did it himself?
Yeah, Kev, if you want me to say it, Alf put it in his mouth.
Okay.
All
right.
So,
right in there.
So, last theory.
Yes.
What day did this happen on, Kev?
October 24th or 25th.
So, Oktoberfest, right?
Yeah.
All right. Oktoberfest, and he doesn't even drink his beer.
That is very suspicious.
Because he was poisoned beforehand by the wife.
Oh my God, you're blaming
so
his wife?
She started to poison him, and he started to lose a little bit of, is it cognizance? Whatever. Motor, hand-eye motor control.
Motorhead CD.
He lost that.
So instead of Y-O-G-T-Z-E, right?
Yeah.
He tried to write U-T's.
Oh.
Because he knew that she was a dirty little bitch.
Oh.
But why would she want to kill him? What could she gain from killing him, right?
Yeah, he was unemployed. He didn't have money. What did he have, Jeremiah?
But what job did he work before this, Kev?
He was a food engineer.
Not anymore.
Oh, he got fired?
He got cut, chopped. I don't know. Where's the Hell's Kitchen guy from? Is he American?
No.
Because, all right, then he's German. Then I think it's the fucking Hell's Kitchen guy. Blonde hair, blue eyes.
You're talking about Gordon Ramsay?
Yeah, there we go.
From Britain?
He's British.
That German line.
He's clearly British. Have you ever heard him talk?
Dude, he was fucking in Germany. He got this guy killed. They were both the two top chefs on the show. He got him killed. Gordon Ramsay's the top chef. The accent, is that all you got? Are you kidding me? He obviously moved to Britain and fucking got the accent then.
He does have blonde hair.
And that's blue true. Eyes, dude.
That's fucking rubbish.
Dude, the blonde hair, blue eyes remind me. We were watching this documentary in school about this Aryan Brotherhood group. And they're just a bunch of redneck hillbilly dudes. And they're watching these old like Nazi videos. And there's one of just this like 8-year-old kid carrying a swastika flag or a Nazi flag, whatever you want to call it. And he's just walking with it. And they're all like, man, look at this kid. He's got his shit together. This kid really has got his shit together. It's just a kid walking with the flag. But they were like super impressed.
What about, dude, this is pretty much just a brother movie. But what about a bunch of blonde hair, blue eyed Nazis fucking... After World War II is over and the Americans hire them as scientists, they all move to Area 51 and try and, like, do weird Nazi experiments to the aliens. It's called Aryan 51.
Oh, fuck yeah, dude. Well, pretty much without them, NASA would be pretty dumb.
It's better than what they were doing at Area 69.
Oh, you've seen that softcore porno, too?
What happened?
It was on Cinemax.
Don't spare the details, baby.
It was pretty shitty. I think Area 69.
So here's a theory. It's not exactly my theory. It's just a popular one. But maybe Gunther was parked on the side of the road. He gets out of his car, maybe in a fit of paranoia or some sort of shaken mental state, and he ends up ditching his clothes. And then one way or another stumbles onto the road, gets hit by a car. The driver then puts him back in his Volkswagen. And then maybe Gunther tried to drive away and drove it down the trench. And then some reason gets into the passenger seat. I have no idea, but that's like the best thing I can think of.
I have a problem with the step. He ends up ditching his clothes.
I mean, they say that's something that people with mental illness sometimes is a common thing. Don't hate me for speaking about mental illness because
no,
I don't
right.
really know.
Well, I mean, that's anger true, management. Oh, there's ghosts in my clothes.
I was going to say it's definitely true because look at Miley Cyrus.
Oh. Oh. All right. All right. That's a cheap shot, Spence. That's a cheap shot, but I like it. I like Miley Cyrus, though, actually.
Have you heard her cover of Jolene?
Yeah, that's good.
Oh, yeah, that's really good.
But that's everything I got on this case. Is there anything you guys want to, anything else you think we need to mention?
Website's brotherscommon.place. You can find us on Spreaker, Apple Podcasts, Instagram, Snapchat, Twitter, Facebook. We kind of have them divvied up between different ones of us, and the Snapchat we just kind of let become its own sentient organism.
Yes.
But yeah, go check all that out and get involved and send us a email like to brotherscommonplace@gmail.com.
That's right. For whenever we just do our regular comedy episodes, if anyone has any like bits or anything they want us to talk about or something stupid, it doesn't even matter what it is. Throw us an idea. We'll try it. See what happens. Could be something fun. But alrighty, before we get any further to closing this out, Jeremiah, Toof, you got any words of wisdom, brother?
Oh yeah, I got some words of wisdom for all you dim dipshits out there that want to get smarter. Well, I fucking got it. All
right.
So me and Andrew, you know, we're making good money now, right? We gotta spend that money somehow. So we get the fattest ass prostitute we can find off of escorts.com.
Oh.
We make her come in the room, right?
Yeah.
Me and Andrew, first off, make her get right on her little tum-tum, lay flat on her belly, and we Eiffel Tower high five over her to establish dominance.
All right.
You just got to watch out when you're doing that for Sharon's knees.
Oh, no.
So while this big booty prostitutie is laying on her tummy, me and Andrew pull out what looks like a guitar case, but no, it's not. It's one of Old Toof's thigh-high tube socks.
Oh.
Years baked of cum.
Oh,
it looks like a fucking giant Subway sub. So I pull it out. We place
it. I beg
it,
your pardon.
We place it on her ass. Me and Andrew sit on each side of this. I mean, a leg is really only like maybe 3 feet long, but just for exaggeration purposes, this 8 foot long cum crust infested tube sock. So we place it upon her ass, and me and Andrew sit on each side like a teeter tower. Wait, teeter totter. Me and Andrew start jacking off. And now it's like fucking tug of war. We're trying to come on the other guy's side.
Oh.
And if you sog up the other side, it's going to bend. So now the tiki-tiki balance board of trust is starting to sog. And if you make your opponent fall on the ground, well, guess what? I hope he's hungry because he's got to eat all 8 foot of the cum sock.
Ew.
And guess what, baby?
Huh.
Andrew always loses.
Why does he keep playing?
Because Andrew's a shooter, but he ain't no straight shooter.
Okay, I like that a lot, actually.
It explained a lot of things.
Yeah, maybe next time you can invite me, man. Hey, remember on Always Sunny when they're doing the Lethal Weapon? And Dennis pops in. He's like, fun party. How come I wasn't invited? All righty. I like that. Special thanks to everyone that's listening and subscribing and sharing with your friends. If you enjoy the show, it would mean a lot to us if everyone listening could just share this with at least one friend. That'd be super cool. And if you want to, you can leave us a rating and review on iTunes or wherever else you listen to the podcast. That'd be super awesome as well. And send us a message. Say hi. Say you like the show. That always makes us happy. But that's everything from me. Anything else you boys want to mention?
You know, is it Tim who runs the Facebook right now?
Yeah, Tim does the Facebook.
Dude, shout out to Kevin, Spencer, and Tim for running our social media stuff. Because I myself am a lazy bitch, and I do not respond to shit.
No, Jeremiah, you're not lazy.
Dude, I still owe some fans some cum shirts, and I don't even know who to give them to anymore.
Yeah, I don't remember either. Sorry, everyone.
I still have them over my chair. Yep, I look at them right now. They're both there.
How about instead you just mail them a sock? So that way, if they ever get someone breaks into their house, they can murder them with it.
That way, if someone's ever breaking down their medieval door, they have a barricade to put up against it.
So, alrighty. Thank you, everyone, for listening. Be good.
Stay safe.
Laugh at the dark stuff.
Hashtag wild man, baby.
Hashtag boy pussy.
Oh, yeah.
Damn it. You stole it. You stole it from me.
Mm.
You sound like Gollum.
Hashtag Gunther took a stroll and never came back. Never mind. His last name was Stoll, not Stroll.
Ooh, that's good, though.
Nah, I fucked it up. I was thinking it was Stroll.
Hashtag wild woman.
Oh, hell yes.
Hashtag wild them they.
Hashtag
Zer. Hashtag wild Zer.
Hashtag wild Zer, baby. I like that.
Dude, hashtag, did you see that nasty fucking cough?
Oh my God.
How could she run the country?
I'm not voting for her because of that. All right, I'm shutting her down, boys.